A lady takes an airplane flight. Almost invariably, the passengers on an airplane have been brought together by a mix of chance and necessity. A lady understands that in such situations, it is important for everyone to abide by the rules. In today's world, a lady knows that she must arrive at the airport in plenty of time to get her boarding pass, check her luggage, and pass through airport security without having to rush to her gate. A lady is organized when she reaches the security scanners and removes her shoes, jewelry, and whatever articles of clothing that are required in order to ensure that other travelers are not held up. A lady is pleasant when dealing with security personnel, regardless of how unpleasant this activity is for both of them. She brings on board only the amount of luggage that is permitted. She is careful when she stows it overhead to prevent injury to her fellow passengers and to herself. If a bag or parcel is small enough, she stows it under the seat in front of her. She does not intrude on space that is allotted for another passenger's use. She sits in the seat that is assigned to her. If she has sat in the wrong seat and is asked to move, she does not argue about it. She gets up and finds the place to which she has been assigned. On the other hand, she feels no obligation to give up her rightful seat to another person. If it is at all possible, a lady stays in her seat throughout the entire flight. A trip to the restroom is almost the only excuse to do otherwise. On extremely long flights, a lady does not hesitate to leave her seat for a short time to stretch her legs. When she must leave her seat, a lady excuses herself as unobtrusively as possible, making sure not to step on other passengers' feet. An airplane flight is one of the few instances in life when it is entirely appropriate for two people to be together for several hours and never speak at all. They may begin the flight as strangers and end it in the same way, without anyone having reason to feel neglected or insulted. A lady graciously accepts a compliment. She does not downgrade herself as if she did not deserve the admiration from the other person or persons. She simply responds with, "Thank you." A lady never eats her lunch while she is behind the wheel of a car. A lady does not text and drive at the same time. If a lady cannot conduct a phone conversation and drive at the same time,